Sheboygan is considering layoffs to deal with the problem of increased costs at a time when cities are mandated by the legislature to not increase taxes. Milwaukee is in a similar situation with added gasoline costs inching up on the city's revenue limits. But mayors in La Crosse and Onalaska say they won't cut back on critical services like police, fire, and roads. Onalaska Mayor Jim Bialecki says the city will need to budget double the current $56,000 for next year's gasoline costs. In addition, Bialecki says the city is now seeing contract service providers trying to add surcharges.
Probably more importantly, that one that nobody thinks about will be capital projects. In this case, the cost of replacement or road repairs when asphalt products are used. And we have seen a good example of that, and that, of course, would be in the Mayfair edition, where the city went through a three-phase process to redo all the roads and curb and gutters.
Bialecki says the project is expected to increase from $250,000 to $400,000, but they'll go ahead because delays only mean increased costs in the future. Meanwhile, La Crosse Mayor Mark Johnsrud says the price of gasoline is up 80 cents a gallon recently, and he's worried about the cost of heating city buildings this winter. Still, he says personnel costs still have the biggest effect on spending limits.
It's really in salaries and benefits, and if we have contracts which are signed relatively early in the year, it will minimize any effects that we might have on layoffs.
Johnsrud says he's asked departments to begin looking at more alternate funding sources like grants, but says while those may help future budgets, they won't help the upcoming one. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.